You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story that's out about job interviews. Jeremy, what do you think about this?
It's interesting to me because they always say when you go in for these interviews, you know, don't lie, be honest, just tell the truth. Well, this story out this morning is titled Three Things to Lie About in a Job Interview. So we can kind of briefly go over these if you'd like, especially if you got a job interview today. Number one is never badmouth your current boss or coworkers, even if they are horrible. They say instead, things are going great at my old job, but I just want to take on bigger, brighter, and new challenges. That's why I'm here.
Makes total sense.
There's one guy here at work right now that I'm tapped. I'm tapped out. I'm done with him. Like, every day he's got a comment about
Dave Fleck?
What was said on the air, or what I'm wearing, or, and it's like he's in no position to be critiquing me.
Oh, it's not that sports guy, is it?
No, not Mark, no. Oh. It's one of our sales guys. I'm like, dude, I am just over you. I'm over your shtick. The second one, when they ask you why you want the job, don't mention all that cash money. Because it sounds like that's all you care about. Right. What you got to do is do your research before you go in and tell them why you're passionate about the company's mission and explain why I'd be a good fit here. While in the back of your mind just going, cha-ching, 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 pay raise. And then number three, when they ask you about your plans for the future, tell them that you intend to be at that particular company. You want to come in, knock it out of the park, and continue to grow as opportunities arise at the T-Mobile store, wherever you're applying.
Gotcha.
Do you feel like these all are pretty legit? I think so.
Yeah, they make sense. I mean, especially the first two, for sure. I mean, I don't think... I've been in a position, I for many years was in management at radio stations. I did a lot of hiring and firing over the years. And I never would believe, first of all, I never asked that horrible question, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Because nobody knows. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a dumb question.
Can you say that during the interview? That's a dumb question.
Dumb question. I refuse to answer because it's stupid. Ask me something else.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'll go and take my laptop to coffee shops and Panera and places like that where there are constantly interviews going on.
Sure, yeah.
You know, people at the table next to you at a coffee shop, you know that it's an interview they've met there. And I'll hear people ask really stupid questions. It's not like I'm trying to eavesdrop, but they're just right there next to me. And that's why I don't like the idea of interviews in public. I think that puts the interviewee, you know, it's almost like a show. And they have to perform in front of total strangers.
You
got to
kind of talk quietly because you don't want everyone to hear your answer. And the question is, what song describes your work style?
You know? I've never understood that, of doing an interview where there are other people sitting around listening.
Yeah, that's
I don't get that personally. But all of these kind of make sense. That last one is kind of dumb, the plans for the future. Mm-hmm. Like, you dropped in a reference of a T-Mobile store.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even have to be that. It could be almost...
That's anything. I was just being silly. Almost,
right, but what I'm saying is that's a great example because why would anybody at a retail outlet expect somebody to answer that they're going to be there in 5 to 10
right,
years?
Right, like a Kohl's or something. But you
a
never know.
A lot of those
know.
Jobs
you
are,
know.
You know, stepping stones.
You might work your
people.
Way up to, you know, middle management at Kohl's and life will be great for you. You have no idea. I haven't been on a job interview and going on, it'll be almost 20 years. Right. That I have, and you even longer. So, I mean, I don't even know how I would go about being in an interview. I don't know if I would rehearse. It almost needs to be this thing where you sit down with somebody every couple years and just practice being in an interview setting so you're still up on your skills.
Yeah, in 46 years of working, I've had 3 interviews. It's the 3 radio jobs that I've had in all of those years.
Yes,
and I even detail those. You know, I'm writing a memoir about my career in radio, and each of those interviews has its own little chapter piece in there because they were all so unusual. They were unusual interviews, and I feel for people who not only have to go to an interview and try to nail it, but I've always felt for the people who have to do the interviewing, because I think that is an art.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
That is an art.
Probably,
in fact,
yeah.
I'll give you an example. The best one I've got is when I first came to Denver in the 80s, and the guy that was hiring me, tell me if you think this is a great question, because I absolutely love this. He flew me to town, and I stayed overnight, and then we met for breakfast the next morning. And we sat down, and we'd never met face-to-face before. And, you know, we're doing the usual pleasantries. How was your flight? How's the hotel? Blah, blah, blah. A little bit about each other. And then when it got down to the nitty-gritty, because one of the positions I was interviewing for was as the assistant program director and the music director of the radio station, so it was going to be part of management. And he says, so tell me, have you listened to the station since you got in? And I said, well, yeah, of course. And his very next question, so basically his first question for me was, all right, tell me what's wrong with the radio station. Now think about that for a second. What a brilliant question. And talk about really challenging someone, because most people in an interview, what they want to do is butter up this boss, right? Oh my God, I love your company. I love this about it. I love that. His question was, what's wrong with it?
Did you say that morning guy has got to go?
You know, that was Dave Otto, and he was one of the best morning radio people in the country, period. So there's not a thing I could have said about him. But I'm proud of myself. I scrambled, and you know, because not being prepared for that question, and I came up with a couple of things that I said. You know, the station sounds great, but here's what I would do, and I would do this, do this, and this, and I got the job.
Hey, look at that!
So I think that's a great lesson for people who are going on an interview. If you get thrown that curveball, it's so easy to say I wouldn't change anything. This is all perfect, because that's not what they want to hear. You know, they want people who are going to make them better. And there might have been sweat coming down my head.
Like, what do I say?
What do I say?
That's a slippery slope, because you run that line of, you know, am I actually going to contribute to this interview and really, you know, say some things that need to be changed, or am I going to hurt his feelings?
Yeah, you know, like Little Jen interviews you for this job at Mix 100. And if she had said to you, Jeremy, you know, you probably listened to the morning show, blah, blah, blah. What would you change about it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're really put on the spot.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't want to sound like Mr. Critical.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, well.
But I think when she interviewed me, she's like, I'm tired of doing all this little stuff. Can you? when can you start?